We're learning in Tanya Geres HaKadosh. It's Simen Ches, an explanation of the virtue or the benefit that comes from tzedakah, from giving tzedakah. The Rebbe is explaining why tzedakah is called planting. So he says that the benefit of tzedakah is that before you daven, you give a coin to a poor man, and that helps to see godliness. Because the ability to see godliness is an act of tzedakah on God's part. That this light above, which is infinite and so on, comes down to where it's available to the human being here on earth, that is an act of tzedakah from God. V'hine mudazeis, on page 224. The number at the bottom page is 432. V'hine mudazeis, it is known, sheyesh l'mayla gamkein, midas ha'gvura v'hatzimtzum, that l'mayla above, where this light of godliness comes from, that makes godliness real to the person here below, even in its source, there is an element of gvura, the attribute of gvura and tzimtzum. It doesn't start here on earth, where the results of the tzimtzum are visible in that the world is finite and so on, but even in the infinite origin, where the light is infinite, there's also an element of gvura and tzimtzum. Tzamtzum ulahastir eris barich lebal yizgalu letachteinim, that prevents the light from revealing itself to the lower worlds. So how is it that this tzedakah on God's part comes down, and the light is available in this world in spite of the tzimtzum? Achakel toli b'sarusa d'letato. It all depends on our aveda, on what we do here below, on our initiative. She'im ha'adam misnahig b'chasidus lahashpia chayim v'chesed, that if the person conducts himself with kindness and he gives life to the poor man by giving tzedakah, kach me'eda l'maylo, he arouses the same, an equal attribute above. That with the measure that a man uses for himself, that's the measure that is used above with which to give him. So when the person is acting in kindness, then he is treated from above also with kindness. Only what needs to be explained is that we're saying that God repays measure for measure, kindness for kindness. So this, that results from tzedakah, that a person can experience godliness and can feel the reality of godliness as a result of giving tzedakah, that doesn't seem to be a reward measure for measure. Kiim, what would be measure for measure? L'hashpia l'chai ha'ilam habo levad. To give the reward for giving tzedakah should be that the person is given a taste of the world to come, of elam haba. Keneged mashu mashpia chay elam hazeh, in exchange and measure for measure for his giving this world, by giving tzedakah to the poor man, he is making him more comfortable. He's giving him life in this world, and the reward will be that if you give life, you should receive life. Only you're giving life on a worldly, on this world level, and you receive life on a heavenly world level, the world of heaven. Olam haba. That would be measure for measure. Avalei lahashpia lechaye haores eir Hashem. But not to give the person the illumination of the light of God, or according to a nusach acher, another version. Ein seif baruch hu mamash, the infinite godliness, sheyoy v'yagia cheshki, as we said before, Hashem v'yagia cheshki, that God illuminates my darkness, that literally a light of God, a part of God, should illuminate to the person in his darkness, ba'aveda shebelev zutvila, in his aveda of davening, shehu b'china, so madreges tshuva ilo kemeda. This level of godliness, this experience of godliness that comes in the davening, as we learned earlier in the Geras HaTshuva, that is tshuva ilo, this higher feeling of longing for God. Shaharehi lemaila maila mikol chayei elam habo, it being much, much higher than the life of elam habo, where there's only a ray of the Shechina. And here it's the light of God Himself. As it says, that 1 hour of tshuva and maisim tevim in this world is better than all of Olam Haba, and this is not only tshuva, but tshuva iloh. And as we explain elsewhere at length, that Olam Haba is only a ray, whereas here it is the light of God Himself, made available to the person, so that the question is, how is this a reward measure for measure? The reward seems to be infinitely greater than the person's effort, and of a different quality. So the appropriate reward would be, if you give a person a taste of this world by giving him tzedakah, you are rewarded with a taste of the world to come. But to be given actual godliness, how is that appropriate? How is that a response to the mitzvah of giving tzedakah on the physical level? And the Hayem Yom for today, Chof Vov, Menachem Ov, the 26th of Ov, the Rebbe writes that from the Sichas of my father, the Rebbe Ashab, there's the statement that concerning Yitzias Mitzrayim, the coming out of Egypt, there is the coming out of Egypt in the literal sense, and there's the coming out of Egypt in the Hasidish sense. Coming out of Mitzrayim, in terms of Hasidus, is just as in the Exodus, the literal Exodus, there's the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, of telling about the coming out of Egypt. The same is true also with Hasidus, that there has to be the speech, the telling of the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that consists of telling Hasidish stories. And to feel and be moved by the story, and to be moved inwardly, in the innermost part of the heart. We need to know that every Hasidish story has a lesson in life, contains a lesson for life. Every story has to bring a good character trait, and an enthusiasm, an inner enthusiasm in doing a mitzvah in its most beautiful way, hiddur mitzvah, and to feel and appreciate the pleasantness of the ways of the teachings of Hasidus.